I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. A couple of 163 games in baseball yesterday made me really, really want to see this game being played between the Yankees and the A's tonight as opposed to tomorrow night. I don't want to wait another day, but we have to wait another day. We still don't know who is going to start the game. Still, maybe they do, maybe they don't. They're not saying anything. We also had some Monday Night Football last night that I don't understand. I mean, Boomer retires from Westwood Monday Night Football to be able to get some more rest, to be a little healthier, wake it up this morning, make sure he's here for us and energized, but then stays up and watches every snap of Monday Night Football because Loverboy Mahomes last night does it again.
Man. I mean, how could you not? I mean, this guy was ridiculous last night, and it's must watch TV with the sound down.
Yeah,
is what it is.
Why the sound down, Boomer? I don't get it.
It's annoying. But anyway, those guys got to figure it out because right now they're not doing. It's just not enjoyable. But anyway, I would say that Pat Mahomes is an amazing player, and you see it. And you know, one of the things I didn't even realize about him is that they said he has a photographic memory.
Oh,
that's what they were talking about last night, and I didn't realize that. But anyway, he with Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, and you know, I played with Eric Bieniemy, his offensive coordinator in Cincinnati, and Eric was a great like multi-purpose running back. And when you see the way this thing is laid out and the way that they have it drawn up and the plays that they run, just speaks to the diversity of all the different players that are in that Chiefs offensive lineup and how they use those players and how Patrick Mahomes makes plays out of nothing when there's trouble around him. So last night, out of the pocket, I think he threw for a record over 198 yards. He was amazing in the fourth quarter. You know, yeah, the officials made a mistake here or there. They do it in every game. Every team has to deal with it. Every team has to deal with, you know, the human element of the game.
Yeah, just to address that quickly with the officials. So, yes, it should have been a delay of game.
There
at
should
that
have
point,
been,
right?
Yes.
I mean, it was zero.
And that was a huge gap. That was the play that he gained 23 yards on it when it was second and 30.
Right, but here's my point. My point is, with Patrick Mahomes, 5 yards is not going to make a difference.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm
right?
saying?
I know.
Like, you can complain all you want. Maybe it could have changed some things. And yes, they made the call. You can't argue that. But watching that guy, 5 yards for a delay of game, so what? Another 5 yards, doesn't matter. I'm going to roll out. I'm going to throw it lefty. I'm going to close my eyes and throw it 100 yards down the field.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what he's like right now? Is he is like Steph Curry in the sense that everybody is waiting for what he can do next. For example, the only guy that I've ever seen warm-up videos of in my life is Steph Curry. Until Patrick Mahomes last night where he's standing on the goal line and he's throwing the ball as far as possible and everybody's in awe of him. I mean, that's the type of energy and excitement that's around this kid right now, and all of it's deserved because this is different than what we've seen. This is on the road against a great defense within the division and a comeback.
How about on third and five, he's rolling to his left, can't get the ball off right-handed, shifts the ball to his left hand, and shot puts it to Tyreek Hill for a first down.
On third down with Von Miller hanging on his legs.
All right, so, you know, many would say that's Brett Favre-esque, you know. It is, but this kid is more polished than Brett Favre was at his age. You know, that's the thing about it. And I don't know where this is going to lead. I don't know where he's going to go. But, you know, not only that, the other impressive player last night, for my money, was Kareem Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Because Kareem Hunt was trucking people. I mean, I know that he's a slash and burn guy and all that kind of stuff, but last night he was putting his foot in the ground and just trucking people. I mean, he must have ran over at least 7 or 8 Broncos in different situations, and he is a real big-time running back. He is as good as they get, especially with the physicality that he showed last night. But, again, your boy Case Keenum had a chance to win the game.
I know.
He just sailed the ball over Demaryius Thomas's head with about, 15 seconds to go in the game. He had him wide open. I'm like, what in the world is the Chief defense doing? It's like they fall asleep, and Keenum has a chance to win it, and it's just he just sails it right over the head of Demaryius. I think it was Demaryius Thomas down the right sideline. And, you know, as you watch the highlights and you see it, and you're like, oh, my God, it was right there for the taking. It was right there for the taking.
Well, that's why Case Keenum is just that good, right?
Is.
You know, and yeah, the replay we're watching right now, he just misses them. Guys wide open. The safety didn't get over there in time, and that's that. But that's why, you know, Case Keenum's a very, very good quarterback. He's a guy I didn't want to see the Minnesota Vikings get rid of, and that was with 17 seconds to go. But It's that type of throw.
It's just one play in the body of the game where it's the game is on the line. Now, he made a great throw, you know, against New Orleans last year in the divisional round. But, you know, those are the throws that you have to make. Those are the throws that Tom Brady will make, Aaron Rodgers will make, Ben Roethlisberger will make, Philip Rivers will make. And there's a bunch of guys that will make that throw. And I'm sure Patrick Mahomes would make that throw. But
well, what about Eli? Eli make that throw?
I don't know. I mean, in a Super Bowl, yes. Let's put it that way. In a Super Bowl, yes, he would make that throw.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
But right now, you know, given what you saw last night from both of these teams and from both of these quarterbacks, would you think Pat Shurmur would rather have one of those guys?
Well, of course, Mahomes, it's not even close. And probably Keenum. I mean, if you look at the success that he had with Case Keenum right off the bat, I mean, it was actually not the first week. The first week he was bad. The second week that Case Keenum started last year, the guy was great. So, yeah, I think he probably would. I think that's safe to say. Now, he'll never admit that, but there's no doubt. If you look back at the offense and how competent they were last year in Minnesota with Case Keenum and what the Giants have done through 4 weeks here, in 2018, how could you not? I mean, the Giants offense has been one of the worst that we've seen in the NFL through stretches. They had one good game against the Houston Texans. Outside of that, for the totality of the season so far, they've been one of the worst offenses in the league,
right?
Which is damn near impossible with what they did in the offseason and the talent that they have. And, by the way, the coach they brought in, who I have vouched for months now.
We both like the coach.
Someone I thought would be a perfect fit.
Well, we both like the coach. And after they decided to go with Saquon Barkley, I think you, me, and everybody else who follows the team and covers the team thought that, you know what, this was going to be a wide-open offense, and this was going to be an offense that was going to be imaginative. So when you watch the Chiefs last night, and you got guys going all over the place, you got motion, you got shifting, you got you know, reverses, you got flip backs, you got all you got, you name it, you have it. The Giant offense isn't anything remotely even close to that in terms of imagination.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because of the quarterback or what, or they're afraid of the, you know, the, I just feel like watching this offense over and over and over again. And I watching the tape yesterday, the game tape yesterday, they're all 22. I just see a real fear of making a mistake.
Yeah.
A real fear of throwing an interception and not just loading up and throwing it down the field and just pulling the trigger and giving your guys a chance. And to that point, you saw what one of the defensive backs for the Saints said.
Yes, so this is Ken Crawley, who is the safety for cornerback for the Saints, rather. And this was him via NJ.com. He said, quote, "I feel like the guys up front put a scare in the quarterback, rushing him the way they rushed. I know there were some shots there downfield, but he didn't take them."
Yeah, he's afraid to make a mistake. They don't want interceptions.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't want interceptions. I get that.
Well, he's also afraid he's going to get hit if he stands in there and get crushed. I mean,
look, you know, everybody gets hit. You know, like last night, there were pass rushers, both Chubb and Von Miller coming all over the place. Now, you're talking about a 21-year-old kid or a 22-year-old kid who's running around and has got the ability to get away from those guys. He's as fast as they are.
Right, and he's huge,
And I understand
too.
He's not 37 years old. He's not towards the end of his career and all that other stuff. But when you are 37, and it's kind of like what Drew Brees said to Phil Simms in his interview on CBS, you know, it's like I know what's happening on the field. I can get rid of the ball. I can see it before it's happening. And that's the experience that he has being in that offense. And that's the one thing I will say for Eli. He's in another new offense. And sometimes you're just uncertain about how things are going on and you don't feel totally comfortable in it. And therefore, what you're trying to do is get rid of the ball, get it out of your hands, and just don't make a crucial mistake. And, you know, two crucial mistakes by the Giants. One was that the game where the ball was tipped against the Jacksonville Jaguars and returned for an interception for a touchdown. And then last week, the fumble by Galway that ended up going back to the 13-yard line. You know, those two innocent plays, you know, before they happen, you don't think they're happening, and all of a sudden they happen. They change the tide of the game. And the Giants lost two home games basically because of those two plays.
Yeah, I mean, I have to yield to you with the new offense thing because you'll know more of that than I'll ever know. But, I mean, I look around the league, though. I see new coordinators that step in and things work right away. I see rookie quarterbacks like Baker Mayfield, who's never been in a game, come in and orchestrate a comeback against the Jets and then the next week put up 42 friggin' points on the road. You know, it's like stuff like that that I see around the league. Then I say, is that really an excuse for a veteran quarterback that's as smart as Eli Manning is?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to think about some of the issues that they're having.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to put myself in that situation and try to think, why is it so boring? Why is it so, like, low-key and malaise? Why is it not getting any big plays when guys like Odell Beckham Jr. probably should be giving you five big plays a game? He should be the Tyreek Hill or the Sammy Watkins for the New York Giants.
Well, he could be better than that. I mean,
and I'm telling you, he's watching that game last night. I'm telling you, Odell Beckham Jr., if he was watching that game last night, he's like, you see, I could do that. Give me a chance. Give me the ball. I know exactly how he feels.
Well, we all know he can do it. I mean, if he watches any game, it's going to be like the only game that he would watch where he's like, all right, this is worse than us is probably that 9-6 game between the Jaguars and the Titans. Go to Sunday Night Football with John Ross blowing by defenders and Joe Flacco putting it on. Go back to Thursday night where you had two quarterbacks with Goff and Cousins going toe-to-toe. Go to Derek Carr and Baker Mayfield. Go to Andy Dalton and Matt Ryan. I mean, it's all over the place. We mentioned it yesterday with 12 teams in the league that scored over 30 points in week four. You could put on any single game and see more regression, more shots downfield, more fear in defenses than the Giants put in anybody. And I know that they played well.
Up to this point.
Right, and they played well. You saw a little bit of it against the Texans.
But even in that game, it was only like a quarter and a half.
Yeah.
It was only about a quarter and a half, but that quarter and a half was like, wow, they could do something here.
Right, right, of course, which was the first time that we saw that. So you know that they're capable of it. But and still, Odell Beckham Jr. in that game wasn't scoring touchdowns. He wasn't game breaking ability that he should be doing. I mean, like Julio Jones, stuff, big plays from him.
How about Calvin Ridley?
And if it's not him, then it's Calvin Ridley scoring what, 6 touchdowns in 2 weeks. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm like almost tired of giving all these examples now of everybody else that's getting it done except the New York Giants. And the reason why we hold the Giants to a different standard, and I know the Giant fans will say, well, how about Broadway Sam and that offense? And they've been terrible. It's a totally different situation. I mean, that kid's seeing all this stuff for the first time. Yeah, the offenses look bad for the Jets, but come on. I mean, they built this team around Eli Manning to succeed this year and make a run at the division. Every decision they made was to turn that offense into a top 5 offense, and they've fallen so far short of that, it's just brutal.
Including the hiring of the coach.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and you know, I still hold out hope that they're going to figure this thing out, because honestly, there's no other alternative. There's nobody else. There's no, you know, like, you know, Brett Favre's not coming over the hill here. This right. is what you have is what you have, and you got to. And I know internally they're probably having certain debates about certain play calls and all this other stuff and personnel groups and how do we get the most out of each other. But there's also probably an internal frustration, like, come on, man. Come on, guys. Let's go. But, I think that Pat Shurmur is a very, you know, steady, kind of low-key wing foot guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I told
do.
You. He'd
yes.
be perfect for, you know, the Mara family to bring to wing foot and play golf with. And he fits the moniker and he's got the whole stereotype going down and he's been through the league. He's a lifer in the NFL. He's had success everywhere he's been. And he needs to know, as his second, you know, point as a head coach right here, he's got to start dialing it up, man. He's got to start dialing it up for this offense to take some of the pressure off the Giant defense.
Yeah. And I wonder how many of these decisions are just made. Like, I want to know the play call, what they want it to be, and how many times that
I'll take you through it. I'll take you through it.
Right. Well, that's
I'll show you five different times this past weekend where there are opportunities to give your guys a chance.
Well, then how
to go
many
make a play? You know what's amazing to me is like in the biggest games of his life,
Eli
Manning was fearless.
Yeah, right. I know. So it's not really on Pat Shurmur then to open it up, right? I mean,
they need more from the quarterback situation. I understand. Okay, we can't block. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. Did you see? I mean, they think everything's perfect in every game?
Right. I mean,
it's not.
I know. And you think about the pass rush of the Broncos last night in their own building on a nationally televised game.
Did you see the problems that the Chiefs had from time to time with the communication and everything? You know, and that's a second-year quarterback. But for the most part, I thought he really handled it amazingly well.
Well, he had a fourth-quarter comeback. I mean, yeah,
two, on the two road. Touchdowns. But just handling that aspect of, like, I was just thinking to myself, and I don't necessarily know the guys were really even discussing this on ESPN, just the level of intensity that the young quarterback's got to deal with. Now, he played in that environment last year at the end of the year. So he knows Mile High. He knows what those fans are like. But just to watch him just kind of surgically just take apart that defense under those adverse conditions with those pass rushers and the noise was pretty impressive, man.
And Al won $40 on the Chiefs.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's right. Look at that. See?
They've been the only consistent winner every week.
Yeah, and they beat the spread, too.
Now, I know you did not watch the second half of the game. I know you watched probably the first quarter, right?
Sure.
So, like, this is the problem. I can't go to bed. I mean, I got to watch the game.
Well, especially with Mahomes. I mean,
of course.
That's your guy. And when you get an opportunity.
It should be everybody's guy. That guy ready for TV, made for TV. And you know what? They're probably going to take him off of CBS 100 times and put him on ESPN and NBC and flex his schedule all over the place.
Yeah.
Because he is must-see TV. He's must-see TV. I can't wait to see what the ratings are for last night's games. Our ratings were great last Sunday.
Yeah, they're up everywhere. Yeah,
they're up everywhere with the exception of Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football is down, and of course that makes the headline. But everywhere else, they're up. And I would think last night's game, because of Mahomes and he's a star and he's made for television, that I would think that their ratings would have been up last night.
Hey, he is good enough right now from what we've seen to overcome two things that are going to plague the Chiefs. One, Andy Reid in the postseason, where he never seems to be able to
get it done. But he's got a quarterback now that's going to make plays.
Sure. And also,
he's got a quarterback that's not going to be cautious.
And also that defense is horrific. That's a bad defense.
That's why they were trying to trade for Earl Thomas.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame there that didn't happen for them. But still, Eric Berry, they're waiting to see if he can come back at some point. But that defense is just bad.
But you know what? The great thing watching Eric Bieniemy, their offensive coordinator, and Andy Reid working with this kid that, you know, brings a level of quarterback play that I don't think, you know, Andy had. I'm trying to think. He had Donovan McNabb, right?
Yeah.
He had Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He now has this kid. I think he was on the staff in Green Bay where they had Brett Favre, too. And so he's now got his second coming of Brett Favre, albeit I would say a hell of a lot more refined at a younger age than Brett was.
Yeah, and more mobile, too. There's no doubt about
Brett was
that.
Mobile, those crazy plays. But, I have not seen in the four games that thus far for Mahomes, I have not seen that crazy, like, oh, my God, don't do that.
Kind of moment.
You know, I mean, everything
that's a good
that he's
point,
done
right.
seems to be measured.
There hasn't been a terrible interception in it.
Right,
point.
Everything seems to be measured. He's accurate. Even last night, he hits DeMarcus Robinson in the back of the end zone right between the ones on his jersey, and the ball bounces off. And I'm like, come on, man. Make the catch.
It's amazing.
So he had a great game. It was an awesome game last night. And I don't know about you. Did you watch the baseball games yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I mean, the first one I caught late, and then the second one I watched mostly the entire way through.
That Kenley Jansen's going to be a problem for the Dodgers.
I mean,
he was a problem last year. He was a problem all year this year, and he's going to be a problem when Roberts goes out to get him.
Sure.
In a one-run game, he's going to be a problem.
Well, not everybody can be Josh Hader. My God, you see this guy now?
That guy was throwing howitzers last night.
Just incredible.
I will say this about the Cubs. I'm glad they lost. Not because I wanted them to lose. I don't really care which one of those two teams win. But I could watch the Cubs play baseball at home every game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And they'll be back there again tonight for the NL wild card game. And then, of course, tomorrow night, It'll be the Yankees and the A's at Yankee Stadium, and we are giving away tickets once again, twice this morning, 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m. hour, giving away Yankees wildcard game tickets against the A's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.